Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. My name is Shelley and I'm your host for today. Well, every day actually, for this podcast. Before we get started on this episode, I want to remind you that we have a Facebook group, Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned, and a podcast by the same name and a newsletter by the same name. See how that works? Anyway, I will post all of the links to that down below. I'm also going to post my PayPal me link because this is an independent do-it-yourself podcast. I do this all by myself. I do everything by myself, and I need your help in keeping me podcasting and in coffee. Okay, friends, on to this episode.
She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now here's your host of Women Over 50, a life redesign podcast, Shelley Dryman.
Okay, friends. So this is sort of a weird podcast episode. I'm doing this on the fly here, broken toe, UTI, and my friends are dying, which is, I know, it's like, what? That just makes no sense. But I've just really been in this sort of bizarre world since the middle of March, when the stay-at-home orders came in. I started working from home full-time. We're not traveling. We're not seeing music. And I just am, I don't know. I don't know what I am. I don't know. Do you know? Do you know what you are? Are you having trouble? I would love to know if you're having as much trouble as I am. And I know there's a lot of people having worse troubles than me, definitely. But it seems like I'm having a difficult time the past few weeks. I started training with a personal trainer, gosh, a couple months ago. It's going really super well. And I enjoyed it. It's helped me create some really great habits. But I'm finding that I don't know that my body likes it. So I don't know if my body's rebelling or what with this, but I may have broken my little toe. And I think I did it by slamming it into the wooden leg of my very heavy, very large ottoman. My toe is angry with me, and I can tell by how purple and by how red it's become. And I broke a toe once back in junior high, seventh grade, I think. I was doing a backflip without a spotter, and back in those days, we wore those pointy white kids, very flimsy sort of shoes that had no support. And I came down on my shoe and my toe, and I broke it. So I'm hobbling into the gym teacher's office, and I can see her to this day. She was our gym teacher, but her hair was perfect. Her makeup was perfect. She had this really big beehive hairdo. Oh gosh, for the life of me, I can't think of her name. But anyway, so she takes my shoe off, and my toe's definitely broken. It's like, or dislocated. It's bent in half. Now this toe that I slammed into my ottoman is not like that, but it's very sore. It's hard to walk on, and it's bruising, profusely bruising. So anyway, my gym teacher back in seventh grade takes my shoe off, and my best friend is in there with me, and she passes out when she sees my toe. So I go to the doctor, he pulls on it, puts it back in place, and wraps it up a little bit. And I was back in school and at the pep rally hobbling along. I remember that. So I think I may have broken my toe, which is really going to put a huge damper into my personal training. And I think I might have a UTI, urinary tract infection, for those of you who don't know. But if you're a woman, I'm pretty sure you know what that is. Because I have to pee all the time. Or maybe it's just an overactive bladder, which when I went to the Google, can be caused by a million different things. So if it's caused by a million different things, how in the world am I going to figure out what's wrong with my bladder? I haven't had a UTI in years, decades probably, and the last one I got was super bad and ended up into a kidney infection. So I'm a little apprehensive. But, you know, I think it's just my 58-year-old body, I guess. I don't know. I have no clue. I'm just perplexed by this and my broken toe. and my friends are dying. I podcasted about this before in certain episodes, but since November 2019, I've lost three people who have profoundly affected my life. One, the owner of the Walnut Street Inn in Springfield, dropped dead of a heart attack. It was so unexpected. He was super healthy, thin, positive attitude, just not the person you would think would just die of a massive heart attack. I mean, it just killed him pretty much on the spot. So unexpected. And then a couple of months ago, 6 weeks ago, I had a really good friend who's like a second, could have been my second mom. After a month of being diagnosed with brain, liver, and lung cancer, she died. So that was pretty sad. And then I had a friend very recently just die from a long battle with ALS. So all these things together, I'm just, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to this podcast. I just want to let you know that, you know, shit happens to people. Even people like, you know, myself, I know my following in Facebook, on Facebook and real life, they're always just like, oh my gosh, you got this great life. It's really well put together. In a lot of aspects, in a lot of ways it is. But, and perhaps over the last 10 years, I've just become spoiled because my life has just been so great. So a little broken toe is sending me into this vortex of what the fuck, you know? So I just feel like all these things coming on, and I'm not really quite sure. I think what I'm trying to say is that I can't even think. I apparently can't talk either. So, you know, I can't even think about moving forward with anything because it just seems like things are just so out of whack. Okay, I'm going to quit rambling. I appreciate you listening to me going on and on about these little insignificant issues in my life that seem to be wreaking havoc. So, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Email me, shelly@shellydryman.com. And until next time, stay awesome.
Thank you for joining Shelly today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.